Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Having listed in Mishnah Yud people who are remembered with praise for the great things they did for the Beis Hamikdash, these people here in Mishnah Yud Aleph are remembered in disgrace. Ve'elu lignai, and these are for disgrace. Shel Beis Garmu, the people of the family of Garmu. We know these people. We know this name already. They are in charge of making the Lechem Haponim. Lo rotsu lelamed al maase lechem aponim. They had a unique skill because the lechem aponim is a very unusual shape, and only the people from Beis Garmu knew how to make this loaf, how to make the bread rise into this shape, and then take it off of the oven without it crumbling, without it getting ruined, without it folding and falling. And this was a special skill they have, but they refused to teach anybody else. They wanted to preserve their monopoly, as it were. But as a result of this, the technique is now lost. Nobody knows how to do it. So that's they are remembered lignai. The second list here, second on the list here, is Shel Beis Avtinas. The people of the family of Avtinas, we know this name as well. Both of these families and the third, which we're going to have in a moment, were listed when we listed the 15 people who were in charge of different departments at the Beis Hamikdash back in Maseches Shkalim. So Beis Avtinas was in charge of making the Ketores, and the recipe for the Ketores is not actually so complicated because it's actually listed in the Torah. However, they had a special ingredient, an herb known as Ma'ale Ashan. The Ma'ale Ashan would make the smoke from the Ketores rise straight up in a column, rather than, smoke usually diffuses all over the place. And they had this special Ma'ale Ashan, but they refused, Lo Ratzu Lamed Amase Ketores. They wouldn't teach people how to make Ketores. In particular, they would not share the identity of this Ma'ale Ashan herb. And so, like the way to make the Lechem Aponim bread, this is now lost to history. Hugras ben Levi, he's listed back in the Mishnah Shkolim as the person in charge of the choir, the Leviim singing in the Beis Hamikdash. Hayyodea Perak Bashir v'lo ratzel lamed. He had a special technique in singing that he refused to teach. He was able to make incredible sounds and music from his mouth. The Gemara brings a brisa that explains that he would put like fingers in his mouth and bring multiple tunes out, multiple sounds out at the same time. That was so astounding that people would jump back, and he knew how to do this, but he was not willing to teach anybody how to do it, and therefore he is on this list of being remembered lignai. And finally, Ben Kamtzar. Ben Kamtzar, lo ratza lamed al maase haktav. He did not want to teach his technique for writing. Ben Kamtzar had a unique talent. He was able to put four reeds. A reed is basically, in the time of the Mishnah, we're talking about basically a pen. He could put four pens between his five fingers and then write a four-letter word at once. So he could write four different things with the four different pens that he was holding in the one hand at the same time. And he refused to teach anybody how to do this. And if you have this talent, and you have this skill, and then you refuse to teach anybody, so then it dies out. So that's a very bad thing. Why should the world no longer have the benefit of this great talent? Al Rishonim, says our Mishnah, about the first group, Ben Gamla, Ben Ketin, Mun Bazamelach, Hilmi Amalka, and Nicanor, the people we mentioned in the previous two Mishnayos, Ne'amar, about them, the Pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. The memory of a Tzadik shall be a blessing. Right? That's because we remember them, we think good things about them, we are very grateful to them for everything they did, and every time we remember them, we bless them because they're so great. Ve'al Elu, however, on these guys mentioned in this Mishnah, right, Beis Garmu, Beis Avtinas, Hugras ben Levi, and Ben Kamtzar, Ne'emar, the Pasuk says, V'shem Rishaim Yerkav. The names of the wicked shall rot. So they're bad people. They didn't do good things. And it's really unfortunate that we no longer have these great things that we could have had if only they had been willing to share with the future.